Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Those Midwestern floods are expected to get much, much worse, by Eric Nyler. The record-setting floods deluging the Midwest are about to get a lot worse, fueled by rapidly melting snowpack and a forecast of more rainstorms in the next few weeks. Federal officials warn that 200 million people in 25 states face a risk through May. Floodwaters coursing through Nebraska have already forced tens of thousands of people to flee and have caused $1.3 billion in damage. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued its spring flood outlook Thursday, predicting that two-thirds of the country is at risk of major to moderate flooding, from Fargo, North Dakota on the Red River of the North, down to Nashville, Tennessee on the Cumberland River. The floods from the past 2 weeks have compromised 200 miles of levees in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas, according to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The rains and floods are expected to continue through May and become more dire, according to Ed Clark, director of NOAA's National Water Center in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. This is shaping up to be a potentially unprecedented flood season, Clark said, with more than 200 million people at risk for flooding in their communities. A combination of heavy snowfall in late February, tropical rains and wet snow from the bomb cyclone that swept across the country a week ago, and frozen or saturated ground surfaces have set the stage for the floods. Ice jams on top of frozen waterways are adding to the problem by diverting floodwaters out of river channels and sending them onto land. It's not looking like we are going to see any dry stretches anytime soon, says Thomas Graziano, director of the Water Prediction Center at the National Weather Service. Officials say the entire Mississippi River Basin has received three times as much rainfall as in a normal year, and it's not done falling yet. More rainstorms are expected to hit the Midwest over the next 8 to 10 days. That precipitation will be like water running over concrete, Graziano says. He expects this year's flood levels to top the disastrous floods that hit the Missouri River in May 2011 and the Red River in North Dakota and Minnesota in 2009. This winter's big snowpack is fueling the floods. In the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, more than 20 inches of snow remains on the ground. The Missouri, Ohio, and Mississippi rivers drain the central United States, but it takes several weeks for the water to travel downstream. In the meantime, emergency officials are warning local residents to make evacuation plans as well as purchase flood insurance in certain areas. Climate scientists say it's too early to tell exactly to what degree human-induced climate change has affected this spring flood cycle, but they note that the watery disaster is following a pattern of extreme weather events across the United States. There's about 10% more moisture available in the environment as a result of global climate change, says Kevin Tremberth, a senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. Under the right conditions, that extra moisture can be amplified into 30% more rainfall during an extreme weather event, such as a hurricane, bomb cyclone, or the series of storms that has hit the Midwest, Tremberth explains. The extra fuel from global warming is what keeps a storm going, he says. And it's what turns it from $1 billion disaster into a $10 to $50 billion disaster.